This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
2 says, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. One of the commentaries said that David may have had some special, even miraculous experiences when he was in the sanctuary. And I don't have a problem believing that. There's nothing that necessarily we know about. But you know what? I think when you worship with other Christians, you see powerful things. Let me give a simple example I've given before. At every church I've been, every year, every month, somebody comes out of church and says, when you read that scripture, Randy, I felt like one of those spotlights was shining right on me. And I felt that the Lord was speaking to me, and I always say, He was. He was. You saw the power of God through His Word. I believe that with all my heart. When you take the Lord's Supper, the cup which represents His blood and the bread which represents His body, there's something powerful in that that we do individually but also corporately as a church. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. And then some of you need to hear verse 3 that says, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. Did he really mean that? Yeah. Annie and I have a friend in a neighboring state who's an expert on restaurant menus. You name Applebee's, O'Charlie's, Friday's. What's another chain? Chili's, Waffle House. No, never forget Waffle House. But he knows the menus of all those chain restaurants that are nationwide. And especially he has a fixation on desserts. And he'll say, have you ever had the dessert at Chili's that's called? And then he names it. Then he describes the dessert at O'Charlie's and the dessert at Applebee's. And then his favorite phrase that Annie and I still joke about it, I would remember he would lean over the table and say, that dessert is to die for. That dessert is to die for. I had an aunt who was a lousy cook, and that sentence has a whole different connotation when I think about her. But do you know what he meant? He was saying in a figurative sense, that dessert is better than living. He meant it figuratively. He really didn't mean it literally. But David did when he said, your love is better than life. Better to have the love of God in your life than to die with not having the love of God in your life. And live 100 years and die without His love. Then verse 4 says, I will praise you as long as I live. May I tell you what I've heard people say? And it's not picking on anybody because perhaps I've said it and you've said it. I've heard people say, as long as I live, I'll never speak to Him again. As long as I live, He will never step foot in this house again, or I'll never step foot in His house. You'll never see me calling Him on the phone. And we've all made those, I will, as long as I live, kind of statements. I just think it's interesting that David says, I will praise you, Lord, as long as I live. As long as I live, in your name, I will lift up my hands. I remember hearing a well-known actor, if I said his name, you'd all would recognize him, talking in an interview, and he was talking about life and death, and he said something that maybe some people thought was profound. I didn't, because I talked right back to the TV when he said it. He said, all I want in life is to live to be 100. And I said, why? To what end? So you could spend an extra 15 years in a convalescent home? Maybe another 20 years? To what end? And my point is this, not mocking that the guy wants to live. We all have the desire to live. But what is it you want to do if you live to be 100? What is it you want to do if you live to be 60? And isn't it interesting? David, again, in this prayer said, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.